to go on shop?
I'm hanging in there. How are you doing?
I'm good. I am watching my son deal with kids acting up for the first time in his life, because they're like stretching their britches. You know, he's in that, he's in eighth grade.
Oh, no.
They got the graduation information in terms of like what high school they're going to.
Right, right. Oh, how'd that go for him?
It went well. He got into a super elite engineering program. Like,
oh, nice.
Yeah, straight up. They were like, so I picked the schools because he had a like laissez approach to it.
Right, yeah.
This was definitely like one of the schools where I was like, I think he could get in, but I know it was tough. It was cocky of me. Like, my school was like, yo, you applying here? Because, like, we ain't sending nobody there.
Right.
But I felt like he had the grades and all of that. They take 120 kids a year. Over the last 3 years, they averaged 3,200 applicants. You know, so they're like super selective about this program, and like, yeah, like he's gonna be studying engineering. It's a program sponsored by NYU, and like a lot of like the senior credits transfer, blah blah blah. It was late February when we got the official notice, and eight of their current graduating class had already been awarded $3 million in scholarships.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, like it's all like nerd dude. So I was hyped about it. You know, he's going to be around like people pushing their capabilities. I think this is dope for him. Mm-hmm. In the meantime.
but for right now.
Right now, he is seeing the other end of it. You know, one man came home. Like, he was like, yo, dad, this girl just kicked my chair. For a whole period, I told her to stop. She called me a fuckface. I don't know what I did to get it to that point. I told the teacher. The teacher told her to stop. She called her a fuckface too.
Oh, and wow. Okay.
I didn't know what to do. And I got to tell you, Dad, the teacher didn't know what to do either.
Mm-hmm.
she looked at me like I was supposed to give her the next step.
Right.
You know, so he came home. He told me the whole story. I was like, you handled it right. He's like, I wanted to say something, but I let it go because I felt like it would only escalate.
Okay.
I was like, yo, good shit. He's like, real talk. I was like, I'm proud of you. You did the right thing. You did what I would do today, but not what I would have done.
Yes, right.
Real talk. You are a better man than me. I would have 100% been escalating all of that shit. He's like, even now, sometimes on the wrong day.
Yeah, I'm like, honestly, if we caught you on the wrong day today.
He was like, I was furious, but I was like, yo, you know what? This is not worth it. And I was like, it's going to pass. And tomorrow, it ain't going to be a thing. And I came back the next day. I took my seat. I looked at her. And I turned around. And I went about my business. And she ain't kicked my chair once. I told him, I was like, yo, like, you got a lot of kids now who, like, they're starting to hit puberty. You got people that are, like, feeling adultish for the first time. They got the height, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
on top of that,
they're feeling froggy.
Yeah, they're feeling froggy. And then, like, on top of that, like, the repercussions are kind of gone. They're like, I already got into my school.
Right.
You know what I mean? You got under 45 days of class.
Forget about it.
Yeah, like they got the countdown going. So they know, like, yo, like I'm Teflon here. Mm-hmm. Like the repercussions that those teachers can genuinely swing in the direction of the students is minimal. So if that kid is feeling like off that day, you're gonna hear some wild shit. You know, and he's like, damn though. He's like, yo, like he was telling me, he's like, Dad, I felt weird telling you that someone said fuckface. And this lady said it twice. I was like, that's crazy. I was like, hell yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, my goodness.
He was like, yo, when she said it to me, he was like, I was mad, but more so I was like impressed. I was like, she's just out here venting everything that she's going through. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yeah, I was that's real. I was like, but yeah, like you see how she's just saying fuck face to everybody. Realistically, she probably just going through some shit that day.
Yeah.
And you just happened to be in front of her, and that's why it came out. So yeah, you did the right thing letting it go. That was some shit probably at home or a test or something, got nothing to do with you. But it was like, it was A, I was impressed with him. But B, I was like, yeah, bro, like by the same token, you got like 3 more months where you might get a random haymaker. You got to just be dodging.
Ain't all going to be kicks to the seat.
Real talk. They're going to be random things that like, you're going to be like, yeah, I didn't know we could do that as kids. And like, it's because a lot of your peers aren't feeling like kids. They're also dealing with like other things for the first time in their life. And this is like a weird moment where they feel they have the freedom to say it or mm-hmm. express it, and they don't know how to express it.
Right.
So you're getting the extremes of that. So yeah, like it's been a couple of fun weeks and just like cool stories. He's like
cool stories.
Straight up. He came home, he was like, yo, like these two kids was fighting over who would win a fight between like it was two anime characters. I'm trying to remember like the Dragon Ball Z dude. Mm-hmm. Goku, and it was another dude that like slows down time. I've never even heard of the guy, like Nime or Nome. I'm sure I'm saying the wrong thing. Y'all gonna get mad at me. But like, he was like, I saw them fighting over that. Like, it started off jokingly, like they were just presenting the arguments, and then they just became the characters. They just started fighting for real. And I was like, yeah, that happens. I was like, some people was real passionate about that. You know what I mean? I'd fuck you up over the wrong Ninja Turtle shit at the right age, you know? But, like, today I can have a civil discussion about that, you know?
Yeah.
And then, like, that was, like, cool because, like, it pivoted into, like, a fun combo of him wanting to learn how to win an argument as an adult. He's like, how do I present better facts and, like, win an argument against a person verbally? I was like, yo, this is dope. I rock with you, little man. You are way better than me. Yeah. And we like did Google searches on like, how to win that particular argument. You know what I mean? Turns out Goku would win.
Okay.
But, it was close.
Okay.
it was closer than I thought, but, yeah, like it was a whole thing. But then like we talked about like how to use that to like, as a basis on how to like, build the argument in general. Because then, like, we did the opposite. We were like, what if you were the other guy? How would you win that argument? You know what I mean? And we talked about speech and debate club.
Okay.
It was a whole, like, nerd out. It was dope. But, yeah, I'm watching his journey. It was beautiful, you know? He recently turned 14, so, like, we gave him the option of what he wanted to do. He said, I want to go to Dave & Buster's. I want to play video games.
Sure.
His sister did the same for her birthday, and she had like friends come over. So I was like, hey, you want to invite anybody? He's like, I got no friends at the school that I want to keep. I was like, yo, that's real.
That's cutthroat. He's the one to watch out for, honestly. other people will fuck with him, but he's already like, you're all dead to me. Like, that's the worst. He's like, I've already moved on. Like, truly, y'all seem to be struggling with your change, whereas I'm already there.
Real talk. He was so cold about it. I was like, yo, you a pimp on the low? Like, this is gangster. You know, I got like straight up. He said two things. He was like, I got no friends here I want to keep. And then like when we like doubled down on it, he was like, none of these people are meet my mother friends.
Oh wow.
I was like, yo, straight up, those are exact quotes.
Oh my God, I kind of love him.
Yo, real talk. Like, I was like, I don't know where this is, like, where'd you develop it, but yo, you are warming my heart. Like,
wow. Know it. I mean, know yourself.
Yeah.
I love it. That's a real quiet confidence he's got there.
Real talk. He surprises me every now and then with some, like, real deep energy of like, yo, this guy's clearly been thinking about this.
Yeah. I hope nothing breaks him of that.
Amen.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's so funny. No one.
Yo,
meet
real
my
talk.
Mother friends. That is.
Oh, man. Let's get into the news.
Okay.
Sperm whales drop giant poop bombs to save what? Themselves from the orca attack. That's right.
Oh, no. Yo.
That was the pivot right there.
I was not expecting counterattacks. Okay, I am all in. Yo, yo, these sperm whales are like, that bitch in Brooklyn been trying to get these orcas to attack us. I got something for them. Oh, wow.
Oh, man. Sperm whales blasted a big dark bubble of poop to prevent an impending orca attack off of the south, the southern coast of Western Australia.
Good for them.
Scientists.
Good for them.
Real talk. The Aidens of the sea is what
I
I'm
know.
Saying. Real talk. Fight back, yo.
Didn't know they had it in them. Good for them.
Scientists witnessed the clever defense strategy unfold on March 19th during a tourist excursion in Bremer Canyon, a whale-watching hotspot off the coast between Albany and Hopetown. They described seeing a cloud of diarrhea permeate the water. And this rarely seen defense mechanism seemed to help the sperm whale pod escape what could have been a fatal attack by at least 30 killer whales. It's a defense defecation.
I'm right. Hold on. Yo. That is merch.
Yo.
Defense defecation?
Yo, that's fire. Real talk.
I've never felt anything in my soul more.
Oh, man. It turns out shit in your pants is actually a defense.
Yes.
Real
yes.
thought. It's not fear.
That ain't fear. You know what you're doing.
That's how I fight. Right?
Get away. Get away. You don't want none. Defecation.
Oh, man.
It's alliteration. It's beautiful. Yo, oh, man.
Jenna Tucker, a marine biologist with Ocean's Blueprint, a marine environmental science research, said, when the animals defecate, they pass their huge tails through their poop to drive away or confuse attackers. As the event unfolded, onlookers noticed a large dark bubble pop up to the water's surface. At first, they thought it was blood from one of the sperm whales, potentially a small calf. But when the team later reviewed the footage of the plume, they realized it was actually whale poop. Because the sperm's whale diet consists of mostly squid, they actually have a really reddish-colored poop.
Interesting.
Right, look at that. The okay. more you know. Wow. this demonstration of a defense defecation, the pod formed a circle with their heads together, and the whales fanned their tails in unison, forcing their excrement towards the unsuspecting orcas. Well
Come
done.
Come on, coordination.
Real talk, yo.
Oh.
that's fire, yo. This is called the Rosette. Another defense mechanism.
No, it's not.
Right?
It's got a name. I can't.
So, yeah, this doctor, I think, is making these up. She's just like, yeah, I just want to be known as the one that branded all these.
I don't care. It's good work.
Real
it
talk.
It is great work. Oh,
this
my
is
gosh.
So fire. Yeah, this is how we found out that Jennifer Tucker is really into writing. she's like a marine biologist with an English minor. Tucker told the local news she noticed that the sperm whales looked distressed and exhausted. However, their fecal warfare worked, and the orcas swam off in search of fresher waters. It was in the midst of this mayhem that researchers saw the big bloody poop bubbles rise to the water's surface. That's fire.
I mean, I can't. Look, you... What are you going to do? You know what I mean? These orcas are coming for you. Use what you got.
Real talk.
Use what you got.
Sometimes coordinate you got to fan your shit. Yeah.
Coordinate the attack. Talk this out. Here's what we got to do. I found this works.
Real talk.
And also, I love the idea of killer whales getting hit by a wave of diarrhea and going, ew, and then backtracking. Gross. And then, whoa. Like a cartoon. This is such a Looney Tunes defense. I love it. This is straight up Tom and Jerry.
Oh, man. Yeah, like I love the idea of like the first sperm whale be like, yo, we gotta fan our shit to them. Van, I'm sensitive. Trust me. I saw it before. Yeah, it works.
Out a whiteboard and he's drawing diagrams.
The Bill Belichick, the sperm whales got in. Like, trust me. I've seen this play, okay?
Oh, my God. Good.
Yo, shouts to the sperm whales, yo. Real talk, bro.
That's
yeah, out there.
Fantastic. I mean, look, if we all going to fight it out, let's let it all be this entertaining. I hope I'm not hit by somebody's defense defecation. I hope. But I also hope I'm not encroaching on someone's space so close that I would be in the line of fire. I hope to be far away from everyone. Oh, man.
Yo, am I bugging or does that sound like a legal term? Like defense defecation?
You know, it does. It absolutely does. Yes. I absolutely see Ice-T saying that on SVU. They call it defense defecation. You know what I mean? Like, absolutely, the kids call it. Yeah, for sure. See that?
Oh my God, that's awesome. And other news, Canada's maple syrup reserve hits a 16-year low.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Canada's maple syrup reserve, the world's only, by the way, has reached a 16-year low, raising questions about the future of a globally loved sweet staple in the face of climate change. The reserve, located in Quebec, is designed to hold 133 million pounds of maple syrup at any given year. In 2023, the supply fell to 6.9 million pounds.
Uh-oh.
Whoa.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a super shortage. Okay, the experts link the shortage to both rise in demand and warmer weather, which has disrupted production. But they say that this will not affect the availability or price of maple syrup to consumers, at least for now. The Strategic Reserve is holding its lowest amount of maple syrup since 2008, but we do not foresee any supply issues in the near future. Canada's billion-dollar maple syrup industry accounts for 75% of the world's entire maple syrup production. That's wild. According to the national data, majority of that, around 90%, is produced in the province of Quebec, where the world's sole strategic reserve of maple syrup was set up 24 years ago. The amount of maple syrup in the national reserve, stored in tens of thousands of barrels in several warehouses across Quebec, has dwindled significantly since 2020. That year, the reserve had more than 103 million pounds of the sticky product.
Wow. Okay. No. Interesting.
Ooh. Does that mean we got really into maple syrup during the lockdown?
No, I think what that means is there's climate change has made it so that they're not producing as much maple syrup as they once did. Mm. But they have overpriced maple syrup so much that we're not going to notice an increase in price. Because we're already paying so much for it. We've been paying as if there's barely any already. So now that there actually is barely any, it's like, now we can justify this price. That's my, if I can just straighten up my tinfoil hat, that's my theory. But I think that's how I read it. It was that it's just not, because it seems like the numbers are dwindling, they said, since 2020. And I feel like that problem. Also, didn't everything burn? When were the wildfires that the smoke came into New York from Canada? I'm like, did they burn some of the trees? Like, I can't. I don't remember if it was Quebec or if it was Montreal or where it was coming from. But who knows? But I think it's probably climate change because it really hasn't been cold. And if you need it to be, I mean, you know what I mean? Not cold in a way that you would think Canada certainly gets.
Yeah.
If it needs that. Yeah. I think that's probably the case. But I also think that they've inflated the prices so much that they're like, no, you guys can still pay the same because you're paying entirely too much as it is.
Yo, I couldn't do it. I got into maple syrup right before the lockdown started. I was like, oh, this is delicious. And it's like the natural product. And it wasn't that much more than regular syrup. So I was like, all right, I'll buy this. It's like a dollar more for the bottle. Like, it was like the syrup was like $3. This would be $4. Yo, it got to a point. I seen syrup $18.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, this is crazy. Mm-hmm. I went the whole other way. I went to buying the Target pancake brand.
Like, I don't even buy maple. And that's not even real.
It's not maple syrup.
Yeah.
It says pancake drink. And it's real salt, yo. That shit is $1 a bottle, yo. That shit comes with a straw. Don't pour it too fast. It just spills real quick. Real talk. I give each kid one at the beginning of the week. I say, yo, this is yours only. Label it.
Oh, my God.
Yo, that's just crazy. The prices got out of hand.
Yeah,
like, I can't afford this no more, B.
Well, now they're running low, so they have a reason for it. Whereas before, it was like when they jacked up the price of eggs.
Yeah.
Just because they could jack up. It was that kind of thing. All the breakfast stuff took a hit. Yo, which is a shame, because that's all I want to eat is breakfast stuff.
Real talk. It's my favorite time of day.
Yes.
I love it.
Man.
Maple Reserves got to get fixed up out there. Finally, Kevin Hart reportedly takes a major loss selling a Bored Ape NFT. So has been calling this day for years, yo. She's been ahead of the game. That's right. He bought this maple. He bought it in January 2002. Kevin Hart reportedly sold his Bored Ape NFT for a significantly lower price than he bought it for 2 years ago. According to data from the NFT marketplace Blur, the NFT previously owned by Hart was sold on Monday for 13.65 Ether, or roughly $47,000. The actor comedian spent a reported 79.5 Ether, or $200,000, in January of 2022. The Block reported the sale for similarly $46,000. Both sites are reporting a loss of just over 80% of the sale for the once prized possession from the Bored Ape Yacht Club collection. Of the 73,257 NFT collections we identified, an eye-opening 69,795 of them had a market cap of zero. That's right. The statistics mean that 95% of people are holding NFT collections are currently holding onto worthless investments.
Yeah, don't say.
Having looked into those figures, we would estimate that 95% includes over 23 million people whose investments are now worthless. Similarly,
wow. Justin
Bieber. Yo, that's wild, B. Similarly, Justin Bieber owned Bored Ape 3001, which was valued at $59,000, according to CNBC Today. I mean, last year. The singer bought it in January of 2002 for $1.29
million. Wait, when did... No, hold on. When? What?
In January of 2002, Bieber bought his for 500 Ether, or $1.29 million. Last year...
2022. Oh, God.
Yeah, 2022.
All right, okay.
And then last year was valued at $59,000.
Y'all dummies. I can't. I don't feel for none of y'all, you idiots. It didn't even make sense. No, it didn't make sense. It didn't make sense. What, you got a receipt? Like, none of that made sense.
Yo, I got one NFT. It was for a Nas song, Black.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
And that was the only one that kind of made sense. You were supposed to get a royalty back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you were buying ownership of the song.
Uh-huh.
I bought one for like 30, 40 bucks.
Okay.
I figured, okay, this is worth a gamble. Mm-hmm. Found out like 2 months later, I got an email from the NFT exchange saying, hey, the NFT you bought is fake. Straight up. So like you don't even have the Nas thing. So I was like, oh, this hurts. This is... and I was like, I appreciate the honesty, but also I thought y'all was policing this. You know, like, how am I supposed to trust y'all as an exchange if the thing you exchanging is fake?
What a wild experiment that was.
Yeah, what's
the whole thing was so wild. I'm just like, what? None of it made sense. I can't. Nope. I can't even. Yeah, of course.
I emailed them. I was like, what does this mean? There was like, unfortunately, we had a lot of NFTs being sold that were not the actual Nas NFT thing.
Sure.
And I was like, okay, so what happened? What did I buy? They was like, you bought something. It's just a fake thing. I was like, oh, that's great. Yeah. So, and I was like, what do y'all do? I was like, we provide the exchange and we prove that you bought something, but we can't
authenticate what it was.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So I was like, so you just provided a space for me to get scammed. They're like, yeah. You know what I mean?
And that is what an NFT is. Oh, man.
If you would like to invest in War Report NFTs, worth today the same amount they were worth 2 years ago, baby.
Yep. No foul.
Real talk. We ain't out here scamming nobody. We telling you day one, they worthless. They're hand drawn by me and Sha. You know what I mean? Photocopies of the one drawing. That's all it is.
Yep, that's it.
All you got to do is like, subscribe to the show, baby. If you're an Apple, Spotify listener, we appreciate your ratings. 4 stars. You loading up on these. You crazy. No, real talk. It's bad decisions. Don't do that.
No, that's we can't in good conscience sell it to you. We can't do that.
5 stars, you a fan. We giving you one just out of hope that you frame it, but not as an investment. Realistically, right. It's terrible. But support our other arts. Thank you.
You know? Right. Yes, those are real.
Oh, man, if you have any articles you want us to cover, please DM us directly on Twitter or Instagram at Silky Jumbo or at @GastroAmonte. Shout outs this week to FCBLJ and Shannon Lemoyne. With all that said, I could be NFT kingpin. I could buy up a ton of these.
Can you? Why would you do that?
It might turn around. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God.
GastroAmonte. Real talk. I'm paying pennies on the pennies. Okay? Let's do this.
I marvel at your spirit, Gastor. I marvel.
I see opportunity, Sha.
Is that what you're seeing? I feel like it's stars. I feel like you just see shiny things is what you are seeing. Pieces of foil is what you see.
Oh, man. Have you played with foil? Foil is dope, yo. Real talk, yo. With my financial advisor, Shalewa Shaw. I don't always listen. She gives good advice.
Yeah, I try to tell him, but you know.
Oh, man. This has been a financial literacy episode of The War Report. Catch y'all next time. Peace.